All right, we'll move back to agenda item number six, our enforcement report. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number six is our usual written enforcement report, and Harvey Packard is our enforcement coordinator, and we will attempt to answer any questions that you might have about the report.
Okay, Dr. Hunter.
Thank you. Thank you, Harvey, for your report, and I do have a couple questions and one comment. Let me start with that. I think one previous time, and I can't recall when it was, but in the last 6 months, when we were looking at this, at the format of this report, one point I asked to be included, which I don't see yet, mm-hmm. is the affected water body. So I see that we note when there is no impact to surface waters, but where there are violations, and I'm going to go to one that I know for sure, City of Paso Robles wastewater treatment plant, I think, discharges directly into the Salinas River. So it would be really helpful to see which water body is being affected.
Okay. We'll make sure that's in there.
Thank you. That I really appreciate that. And then, because I don't know the geography as well, mm-hmm. As I get north and even to the south. And then I just also wondered, we have 20 violations listed, three notices that were sent out, and then the 17 remaining have no comment on regional board action. And I realize, you know, as I look at these, most of these are under 200 gallons, in terms of the amount of sewage spill or other kinds of discharge. Only one, I know, from Goleta was 2,100 gallons. So I understand that these probably don't measure up, and I know in the past you've explained to us how the prioritization is operating. But is there, when there's nothing listed there, does that indicate that you've just received the report and it's just filed and now it's noted that, you know, they're having a problem and mm-hmm. we're going to watch them? Do they move up on the list or right. What happens?
In some instances, when you don't see any regional board action in that column, that might be the final disposition. In a lot of other cases, it just hasn't happened yet. For instance, in some of these violations, there's notes in the comments that say, you know, these are subject to MMP. So eventually, there will be a regional board action.
I see.
Part of the problem is that the time period for this violation listing is fairly recent. It's September, and some of the enforcement actions take longer than that to go into effect, so you don't see them in here yet. Mm-hmm. We haven't figured out a way to get back to you and show older stuff, and mm-hmm. if we did that, we would have more actions in that column.
Right.
So that's part of the problem. Some of these are smaller issues, and there probably won't be any official regional board action, and others will occur in the future, and others we'll look at and make sure that, if there's repeat offenders, that they move up in the priority list. But, yeah, we do take that into consideration.
Well, what if we were to consider, because this of course, is our public record mm-hmm. of our work right. ongoing at different levels. And I think that looking at this, the perception could be that,
right.
you know, only three
yeah.
notices were sent out in 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we were to, in that regional board action, what if we were to add something that indicates under review or something along those mm-hmm. lines that yeah. shows.
Could you just put pending, something like pending?
Pending,
action
yeah.
pending.
There
or
you go.
Well,
like that.
You know, this is taken from our database, the CWIX database, and there are specific actions that fit into that column, and they range from informal actions, such as one of them is called a verbal action. If we call the discharger and talk about it, that will be reflected in this column. Mm-hmm. But if we're going to talk about pending, that I think would have to go under the comments or corrective action because it doesn't fit into the CWIX set of codes
right.
that go in that column.
This is the state's program?
Right. We call this information from the state database.
And I guess there's no talking to them about it, huh?
Actually, this does come up, and in Monica, Dr. Hunter mentions this is the public record, but the CWIX database is open to the public anytime. Anybody can go in there and look at what we're doing.
No, I mean, is there any talking to the, any sense talking to the state to get them to add a pending? I mean, it's only a few letters.
That would fall pretty low on their priority list, which is long for CWIX. But what happens is that over time, that column does get beefed up as we take action. So if someone looks up, you know, what happened for the last 6 months, it will reflect more than 3 out of 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, no, I'm just saying, can't
we add?
Can't you add another category? How long is that going to take them?
Yeah. We've tried to get them to work on things that we think are pretty big issues, and it sometimes takes a long, long time. So.
Okay, well, they have their priorities, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, in the comments section then, what if you finished your comment with a pending, action pending, as the final statement there?
Yes, and you will see that in some of them already. Some of them say no further action.
Right.
And in that case, there won't be any more. Some of them say subject to MMP, and there will be more action. And but we can look at that carefully and add that where it's appropriate.
Okay. I am trying to be sensitive to the amount of work that goes into preparing this. On the other hand, I know that people rely on our materials distributed at the time of hearing as the statement of what is happening.
Right.
And this could connote that we're behind somehow, or we're not. You know, monitoring across a longer period of time. So that's my only thought.
Yeah, I understand.
Thank you.
Harvey, I see here there's an NOV for Monterey Regional Stormwater Participant Group, but I don't find anything in the table to reflect that NOV. But
yes, and that's because the violations did not occur in September.
Okay.
So if you went and looked in CWIX and looked up, I'm not sure what time frame the violations occurred. You could look it up by time frame and you'd find them, or you could look it up by that particular discharger and you'd also find them.
Okay.
And in that case, you would find that since we issued that NOV, there is a regional board action. And that's an interesting NOV because it, I think, details over 100 violations. So each of those violations was entered separately into CWIX and has its own and is listed as followed up with an NOV.
Are these violations of their swamp?
I believe so. I don't know all the details of that, and we can get stormwater staff to talk about it if you'd like to, but I believe they were violations of the swamp as identified in their annual report.
Okay. All right. Any other board comments or questions on this item? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.